The most recent military rape victim, 22-year-old Suzanne Swift, says she was sexually assaulted and harassed by three sergeants during her one-year stint in Iraq. After she returned to Fort Lewis in Washington State, she says she reported to her new sergeant, who looked at her and said, quote, "in my bed, naked." The officers responsible were eventually transferred to different units, but no steps were taken to punish them. Instead, Swift is now facing potential charges for going AWOL when she was ordered back to Iraq. Abby Pickett of Madison says, unfortunately, there's nothing new about Swift's dilemma. The Iraq War veteran says she was raped by her commanding officer while with the Wisconsin National Guard in Nicaragua 6 years ago.
My story is somewhat parallel because it happened around the same age that it happened to her. At 19, I really didn't feel comfortable with reporting or turning anybody in, and I didn't.
Pickett says when she finally did talk to Guard officials a few years later about the incident, she was told any investigation would be her responsibility.
You don't put the responsibility on a victim's shoulders. You place it upon the Army and the institution, and we have to take a look at why numbers are so high for sexual assault and sexual harassment in the military wouldn't happen in any other workforce.
Rapes in the military have jumped by 65% in the last 2 years, according to Christine Hansen. She heads the Connecticut-based Miles Foundation that provides assistance to victims of military violence. Hansen says one of the problems is that the military code of justice doesn't define sexual assaults the same way civilian courts do. But she says that will change next fall when a new law goes into effect.
We are in hopes that the changes to the Uniform Code of Military Justice will result in additional ability for the military to prosecute these type of crimes.
Until then, Hansen's group and a handful of other advocacy organizations continue to help military rape victims get the legal and psychological counseling they need. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.